The owner returned, saw him stuck inside his Corvette, called the cops. The cops, they got him out of that Corvette. No problem. It's 7 o'clock. Let's check the real news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A political scandal is rocking battleground North Carolina. The state's Republican lieutenant governor is refusing to drop his bid for governor over a report of controversial comments posted to a pornographic website.
Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words. You know my character.
That report from CNN, our correspondent, Ed O'Keefe.
In posts dating back to 2008, Robinson called himself a black Nazi. Expressed support for reinstating slavery, recounted secretly watching women shower when he was a teenager, and made other lewd comments.
Kamala Harris campaign live streamed a sit down with Oprah Winfrey last night.
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I'm in favor of assault weapons bans, universal background checks, red flag laws.
Former President Trump discussed his campaign in comments to the Israeli American Council National Summit in Washington.
In my opinion, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with the loss.
Israel continues to bombard southern Lebanon from the air a day after Hezbollah's chief said this week's deadly pager and walkie-talkie explosions could be an act of war. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon overnight targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure. The U.S. and U.K. are urging restraint. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy.
I'm calling for an immediate ceasefire from both sides.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is concerned about the violence and determined to keep working on a ceasefire deal for Gaza.
Obviously, it's urgent to get there.
She said President Biden still believes it's achievable.
A high-profile murder in eastern Kentucky. Police say Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins walked into the courthouse in Whitesburg and shot U.S. District Judge Kevin Mullins to death. State Trooper Max Gayhart.
Sheriff Steins was placed under arrest and transported to a correctional facility. He was charged with one count of murder in the first degree.
Motive is under investigation. Dow futures up 30. Last night in Miami,
Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
The L.A. Dodger stars become the first in Major League Baseball history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in the same season. He did it in a game against the Marlins on MLB Network last night. Ohtani spoke through an interpreter.
I'm happy, relieved, and very respectful to the peers and everybody who came before who played this sport of baseball.
NASDAQ futures are down 93. Dow futures now up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The FBI is assisting with the Mount Pleasant shooting this summer. The feds and local police are looking for the public's assistance in identifying suspects involved in a July 5th shooting that injured three people. It happened during the early morning 4th of July celebrations near Caron Butler Drive and Clark Street. Multiple shots were fired into a crowd. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information in that shooting. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being hailed as a hero after saving her seven siblings from a house fire Wednesday. Trinity Cornish noticed smoke coming from an upstairs bedroom and quickly evacuated her brothers and sisters. They range in age from 14 years to 6 months old. The Racine Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and they credit Trinity's quick thinking for saving lives. Officials say the family did practice a fire safety plan. Arson could be the reason three trucks in Kenosha were burning. Early yesterday, fire crews were called in near 52nd Street and 31st Avenue for the report of a fire. It appears to have started with one truck burning, but it quickly spread to adjacent vehicles. An investigation continues with no suspects identified. And some groups that care about the environment are asking Microsoft to use more clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. The environmental group sent a letter to the tech company yesterday. Microsoft has said that they would use some solar power, but the letter from the environmental group say they want Microsoft to use even more clean energy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. Some people, it was the most pain I've been in on the field. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful and, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out. So it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
All right, here it is. Go for the green or gold. Our text to win contest on WRJN. The keyword this hour is Bill. B-I-L-L. Bill. That's our keyword this hour. Now, here's how you send it. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, on your phone or on your computer. Download the Civic Media app. Take seconds. Find WRJN. They'll list all the radio stations at Civic Media. Just look for WRJN and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Bill, B-I-L-L. Now, we're playing this morning for $100 cash. Ooh, that's pretty good. And, of course, you'll be in the running for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level seats to see the green and the gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So, again, download the Civic Media app right now. Go to the App Store, put in Civic Media. The app will show right up. Find WRJN on the app. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword Bill for your chance to win this morning in this statewide contest. That's our 7 o'clock keyword. I'll keep mentioning it in case you just got out of the shower and you said, whoa, I didn't hear it. We'll give again in just a few moments, all right? Steve, keep it here.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Fellas, you ever be in a club and see three women walking together? You know, sometimes they hold hands, sometimes they don't. The pretty one always first. I want to speak to all the third women in the house tonight. You know who you are. I know why pretty girls always had that one ugly girl with them, too. Because while number one and number two dance, they need somebody to watch their coats and purses. Don't lie to me. I see it all the time. Don't lie to me. Number one and number two be on the dance floor. Hey! Third chick, put napkins over drinks and covering the coats and purses. Falling out, go besties! I be at the table right next to her like, you know you ain't gotta live like this your whole life. Come with me.
Bye.
local news and timeless hits on a Friday morning at 7:11 at WRJN. You say, hey, Don, the kids were screaming a few minutes ago. I didn't hear the keyword in our statewide text to win contest. Well, here it is again. The keyword this hour is Bill, like B-I-L-L, Bill. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, hit the text button, type in Bill and send it away. And you're in the running for $100 cash and those tickets to see the green and gold play in Green Bay, all right? Speaking about football, guess what we got coming up in a few minutes? Dick Recep is going to be here talking about the high school football game of the week.
Crackling rolls that get on board. We're going to ride till there ain't no more gold. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know.
And timeless hits. Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie here at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 83. Clear tonight, lows around 61. A beautiful night for high school football. We'll be talking with Dick Recepa about the game of the week coming up shortly. Right now, it's sunny, a beautiful morning at Radio Park, and 68 degrees. Here's Simon Garfunkel, Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 717. Do you ever worry about what your child was up to? I think this guy took it to the extreme. A Pakistani father was so worried about his daughter's safety, he made her wear a surveillance camera on her head so he can keep an eye on her. That's a little too much, I would think. Hey, don't forget our text to win contest is underway this hour. That's right. The keyword is Bill, B-I-L-L. Here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app. You look for our radio station in the list of Civic Media stations. We're WRJN, in case you forgot. Then go to the bottom of the page and the text button. Hit that and type in B-I-L-L. You'll be in the running for $100 cash today. And also be in the running for those green and gold tickets up in Green Bay. We're giving those away, too. All right. Hey, we've got Dick Graceffa coming up next to talk about the high school football game of the week. And then after the news, we have got Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters here to talk about what new movies are out this week.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Lanes on 20 to celebrate the 20th of September. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Open bowling specials, unbeatable food and drink deals at Angry Brothers Pub, and the proper start to your weekend, the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, the fun rolls all the time at the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, let's say good morning to Dick Graceffa. Hi, Dick. How are you this morning?
Pretty good, Don. How are you?
Well, that was a delay. That was like I'm thinking how good I am this morning. Maybe I'm not as good as it. Let me think about it for a second. All right, I'm okay. I'm good. There was a little delay there in that answer. That got me worried there for a second. Usually when I say, "How you feeling this morning?" Great! There's no space between the words. But I'm glad you're feeling good this morning because you got a good game tonight with beautiful football weather. What's our game of the week?
Yeah, our game of the week is Elkhorn at Burlington. And it's a little bit of a surprise tonight. Burlington was picked to be in the bottom third of the conference before the season. They come in tonight undefeated against Elkhorn 4-0. So they are the surprise of the Southern Lakes Conference. I'm looking for them to extend that and go to 3-0 in conference tonight.
How are the high schools in Racine, the city of Racine, doing? Park, we've got Case, we've got Racine Lutheran, we've got, I'm trying to think of the other one, missing one. What am I missing?
St. Catharines.
Yeah, St. Catharines. How are they doing in football this season?
Actually, they're... The majority of them are doing very well. Case, Horlick and St. Catharines, without a doubt, are all probably qualified for the playoffs within the next few weeks.
Oh, playoffs are talking already, huh? Well, that's good. All right, so tonight's game is going to be played in Burlington. Now, if somebody wants to go there, where exactly is it?
That's a good question.
Now, I happen to know because I was just there recently. I can't tell you how I got there. They had the Special Olympics was there. And I went there to see some friends who were in the Special Olympics, and I got there, but my wife gave me the directions to get there, so I can't. You know, with Google now, Google Maps, you just put the word Burlington High School in, it tells you how to get there street by street, so that's no problem.
Yeah. You just need to head west on Highway 11, and eventually you'll come to a stoplight that has two signs that says both Burlington High School and also Gateway Technical School. And you hang the left there, and it's a winding road, and you'll run right into the beautiful school.
You know, we talked about the Racine High Schools, and we've got Oak Creek at Racine Park. That'll be played at Pritchard Park. That's next week. That's the next week's game of the week. We've got Case coming up on October 11th. And then I can't believe the playoffs are in October. We're coming up October 25th. Level one playoffs already, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Tough players. Any good prospects this year? Have you spotted for college? Anybody in particular?
There's a couple. There's a couple individuals. There's one at Borlick, Carson Fletcher. He'll be looked at by some Division I schools. And then we have a really good running back at Case that unfortunately tore his ACL, but he's only a junior, so everything looks good. The surgery went well. He'll be back in the spring to work out, and hopefully he'll still get those looks next year to go on to college to play.
Yeah, you never know who's watching in the stands. That's the thing. You never know what scouts are standing up there or sitting in the stands watching the game. So play your best all the time as if it was loaded with scouts watching you. So tonight, it's Elkhorn at Burlington. Pregame time on WRJN with Dick Graceffa at 6:30. Now, if you're out of town or you have grandma who's out on the West Coast or something, or grandma living in Arizona and she wants to hear her grandchild play, the game is streamed at DG Sports, like Dick Graceffa, dgsports.mixlr.com. I'll say that again, dgsports.mixlr.com, and grandma can hear the game wherever she lives in the United States. How's that? or the world for that. You can live anywhere in the world and hear the game.
Exactly.
not just the United States. But if you're in Racine, Kenosha, or Racine County, it's WRJN at 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha. And everywhere, the historic AM frequency of 1400. Dick Graceffa, you've been doing the games on this station for years.
And
we do appreciate it. You and Gary Sewer hold the record for the most high school games on this station. That's pretty good.
I feel honored.
And John Weiser did it for a number of years as well, too.
Yes.
So we got
Hunter.
Yeah. So I think you guys are the only three guys who did it on a regular basis. I know we had a few fill-ins along the way, but still, for the most part, it's just been Gary Sewer, John Weiser, and Dick Graceffa doing our high school games. Well, it's good to have you back this season. One more time, it's Elkhorn at Burlington, pregame 6:30 right here at WRJN. Dick Graceffa doing the play-by-play tonight. Dick, we'll be listening.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right. Did you call me John? I hope not. All right, it's time now for did he call me? I don't know. I'm gonna go back and listen to that. All right, it's time now for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. Joni Molinsky. She had waited such a long time to have a real date with a real boy. She had waited until her freshman year at Connecticut College. In fact, it was to be a blind date. But that was okay. The girl who had fixed it up had promised he's an adorable boy from Yale. So, Joni, the perpetual outsider, maybe for the first time in her lonely, longing life, got her hopes way up. For the big evening, she wore her best gray flannel dress with matching gray flannel shoes. Primping in the mirror, she frowned at her ample 132 pounds, then tugged at her clothing, vainly attempting to conceal it. When her girlfriend excitedly called out, "He's here," Joni caught her breath. With all of the poise that she could muster, began descending the dormitory stairway. Now they were face to face, she and the young man who was about to make up for all of the years of alienation and humiliation. And the adorable boy from Yale, who might have made her fondest dreams come true, or at least ought to have left them undisturbed, turned to Joni's girlfriend, the one who had arranged the blind date, and with an expression of disgust, admonished aloud, "Why didn't you tell me?" The rest of the evening, the boy protested his predicament by utterly ignoring Joni. And then after a brief while that seemed a lifetime for both, he was gone. For him, the awkward experience may have rendered a crude story or two for friends back at Yale before it was dismissed and forgotten. But not for Joni. For her, the nightmare blind date lived on in eyes that yearned for the happiness they saw in others' lives, in a heart that ached for all that it was not allowed to share, in lips now certain they would never smile again. But this is the rest of the story. Years later, Joni Molinsky has a life and a home, and yes, a loving husband of her own. She's giving a large dinner party. Among her invited guests is a female acquaintance whom she's not seen in years, never met the woman's husband, she thinks. And into Joni's house they walk. That's right. The husband, now a bald, fat, 40-something doctor, was once the adorable boy from Yale who broke Joni Molinsky's heart. And more startling still, he does not remember Joni. Does not even remember her. An obvious cheater, he proceeded to make passes at his hostess. He tried to get her alone in the kitchen, stares lecherously, makes physical contact wherever possible, offers incredibly, "Let me help you," without suggesting precisely how. No, Joni does not attempt to remind him of that dreadful evening years before, nor after this one will she ever see him again. But he will see her. The emotions he conjured would inspire a screenplay entitled "The Girl Most Likely To." Yes, Joni Molinsky's screenplay about an ugly duckling girl who grows up to become a swan of sorts and then murders every boy who ever slighted her. For years now, you have been delighted by the brash self-confidence of the star Joni Molinsky became. But today, you have met the impossible dreamer, the shy, scared, forgettable girl behind the quick smile and the lightning quip who one day would call herself Joan Rivers. Only now you know the rest rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of the four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Don't forget, our text to win contest underway this hour. The keyword is Bill, B-I-L-L. We're playing for $100 cash in the statewide contest this morning. Just download the Civic Media app. Do it. And when you do it, you'll see all the radio stations listed there. Go to WRJN. Click on that. And at the bottom, there's a text button. Text Bill. Bill. And only once, Bill. And you'll be in the running for that. And some green and gold tickets to be played in Green Bay. So, got a lot going on this morning right here. We're talking movies in just a moment with Brett Hoffman. But first, let's check news in the morning with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Bus riders in Racine are in for a change. The Common Council this week approved a new payment system for the Ride Racine system. Starting October 15th, the new Wisco payment system will introduce fare capping, replace the 10-ride pass with a $16 weekly pass, and reduce monthly pass costs by a dollar. Officials say the changes are designed to simplify the fare structure and offer passengers more flexibility. As his opponent goes on offense, Congressman Brian Stile is talking about fundraising. Democratic candidate for the 1st Congressional District Peter Barca this week held an event blasting Stile's stance on abortion. Yesterday, Representative Stile put out a statement saying his House Administration Committee is pushing for criminal investigations into a Democratic group's handling of political donations. Stile says he's reached out to attorney generals in five states, citing concerns over hundreds of millions in donations from people that, according to his committee, can't afford to make those donations. A public meeting next week in Kenosha aims to confront crashes on county roads. A session is set for next Thursday, with organizers seeking community input on their plan to eliminate serious crashes on county highways. The Kenosha County Comprehensive Safety Action Plan, funded by a federal grant, aims to identify and address safety hotspots across the county. Concerns can be shared at the Kenosha County Center at 5 next Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, it appears that the tight milk supply situation in the United States catching the attention of some cooperatives. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville, says there's discussion going on in many cooperatives to reverse their previous verdict on quotas.
In some co-ops, they're actually voting to remove the quota altogether, just to eliminate that language from the playbook. Because at this stage in the game, I think everybody realizes that tool was good for the moment, but nobody wants to talk about it again. Because it did hold back several people from taking that next step forward a couple of years ago when they wanted to. Because if we go back a couple of years, remember $23, $24 milk in 2022 that helped, you know, send the signal. And if we would have already been expanding, we wouldn't be in the place that we're at right now.
Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, he said it's not only about the tight milk supply situation many regions are facing, it's also about the pending decision from USDA on potential federal milk marketing order changes. We'll get you a recap on the numbers from Thursday's trade. That's up next.
Wisconsin is known for its incredible variety of cheese, and no event showcases that better than Cheese Fair Off the Square. Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, highlights the excitement and diversity that makes this event stand out. From discovering new favorites to experiencing the artistry behind cheesemaking, attendees will have the chance to explore the best of Wisconsin's cheesemakers.
It's crazy how much people just want to try everything they possibly can. I mean, last year there were people who spent well over an hour just making their way around all the tents, trying every cheese, trying to figure out which one, you know, was maybe their new favorite. And I think that's what's so unique and so special about Wisconsin is that we have so much variety. We have so many different products by makers that are just doing different things. And this is a chance for us to let people explore that and be excited about what's coming out of the state and explore and taste the innovation and the new products and the different flavors and the artistry that goes into cheese making.
Learn more at wisconsindairy.org.
Corn, beans, and wheat were all lower in trade on Thursday. The dairy complex was a little mixed. Barrel cheese on Thursday dropped a penny and a quarter to 261. 40-pound block cheese, that was up three at 227 and a half, while the AA butter finished 3.5 cents lower, down to 297 a pound. There's just a quick snapshot on some of the numbers from the marketplace trade on Thursday. Don't forget, I'll be out and about today celebrating another opening of an NFL-themed corn maze. Today in Ripon. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms. Currently, 66 degrees.
During the summer, I tour with my kids, and we'll do like a kid activity during the day, and then I'll do a show at night. And usually the kid activity is like a zoo or a park. When we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, we went on a pirate boat ride, which was pretty authentic, because when I think of Lake Erie, I think of all them pirates storming the shores of Western Pennsylvania. There were like 50 kids. They were all dressed like pirates. I felt like I was at a children's Jimmy Buffett concert. And I tell you, those kids were having the time of their lives. Kids love to dress like pirates, the murderers and rapists that pirates were. And we think it's adorable. It's so cute. He looks just like one of those sociopaths who terrorize the Caribbean. We let our kids dress like murderers. Darth Vader, that genocidal lunatic. It's fun. The devil, it's cute. Hitler, no.
Yeah, nobody dresses like Hitler anymore. I don't think I ever did for Halloween. Don't forget our text to win contest underway this hour. The keyword is Bill. Download the Civic Media app and click on WRJN. And when you do that, you'll see a text button at the bottom. Text B-I-L-L for $100 we're giving away today. And you'll be in the running for those tickets to see the Green and Gold play in Green Bay. Special seating, too. Special indoor seating we have. That's pretty neat. Hey, it's 7:38. It is time to talk movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Dan.
All right, three new movies. Let's talk about the new releases first. What do you have?
Well, the first one is a big one, and it just may beat a Beetlejuice for number one at the box office this weekend. It is Transformers 1. It's rated PG. This is an animated version of Transformers. And it's the animated and untold story of how Optimus Prime and Megatron, the leader of the Autobots and the leader of the Decepticons, became sworn enemies. This is how it happened. This is getting some stellar ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, both from critics and from fans who saw the shows at early access screenings, both last night and earlier in the week. The voice talent on this one is tremendous. Let me read off a couple people in here. Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Lawrence Fishburne, and more. You've got people stacked in here doing voice work. You've got excellent animation. So if you were a Transformers fan, if you've seen the live-action movies, if you watched them as a kid, this is probably your pick for this weekend.
All right. What else you got for us?
The next one, we've got two horror thrillers coming up. The first is Never Let Go. It's rated R. Halle Berry stars in this one. She's the mother of a family that's been hunted by an evil spirit in a remote location for years. But as time goes by, her children begin to wonder, is there really an evil spirit out there, or is it just mom? And this is what you have to deal with in this psychological thriller. Halle Berry is great in this one, and it's called Never Let Go. And the last one is The Substance. This is a horror thriller starring Demi Moore. It's rated R, and she's this fading celebrity. And she decides to go on the black market and take a temporary drug that's not been approved yet. And this helps her create a younger, better version of herself. As you can imagine, all drugs seem to have some sort of a side effect. And it's a horror thriller movie starring Demi Moore. She's great in it. It's called The Substance.
You know, there's a long history of older movie actresses getting into horror movies. Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, obviously. And Joan Crawford really carried it to the extreme, making movies like Trog and all these, I think, Frogs or whatever she was making. Ray Milland did that as well. He made a lot of horror movies. Remember The Two-Headed Transplant? Remember that movie with Rosie Greer? With Ray Milland. These are Academy Award-winning people. And Debbie Reynolds did it. What's the Matter with Helen? She also went into the horror movie genre. So it is with Demi Moore. She's been doing it for a while, though. She made the seventh something or other. Seven Seal. No, it's not the Seventh Seal. Something she made a couple of years ago. Another horror movie. All right, so those are the three new ones out this week. But the number one film of the week was Beetlejuice again. That thing's going nonstop, huh?
That's right. That just keeps on making money. You know, 35 years after the original, I guess we could have all thought it would have done well. But everyone loves Michael Keaton's performance in this one. If you haven't seen Beetlejuice, go out and take a look at that. It is one of the all-time best September releases ever. And it's doing well, and that's because audiences are really reacting to it. So Beetlejuice will be at the top of the box office, along with Transformers 1 this upcoming weekend.
It's showtime. I love the way he says that. It's showtime. Okay, now the Brewers just clinched the National League Central Division Championship title yesterday or the day before. And There is a Brewers movie out right now, which captures what was back in the 80s, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we've been playing just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. We played it for a limited run last week, and sure enough, the audience reactions has been phenomenal. People have been coming to the theater in droves to see just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Brewers. I can't think of a better time to watch this documentary. It is about how that season unfolded for the Brewers. It started out with them firing their coach, having Harvey Wallbanger take over, and just the story as told by the players. And the interviews in this one are so great. Bud Selig, Robin Yount, Gorman Thomas, Charlie Moore, Rowley Fingers, they all tell their story of that magical season that came out just a little bit short in 1982. Given the fact that the Brewers have made the playoffs, it might be great to see this. I watched this movie, Don. As you know, I told you guys, I actually cried at the end of it because it's a story that's a little sad, but it is so uplifting when you think about our beloved 1982 Milwaukee Brewers team. So just a bit outside, it's going to be at the Renaissance Theater for at least another week, but go out and see this documentary. It was produced and directed by a gentleman who was actually he was an usher at a theater in Brookfield, the Marcus Westtown Theater in Brookfield. At one time in his life, he's a local that actually went out to Hollywood, has done some other things, and this is a passion project for him. Just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, I guarantee if you're a Brewers fan and you watch this, you will be entertained and be happy you went and saw it.
Hey, just like Gregory Peck was an usher at Radio City Music Hall, this guy was an usher at one of your theaters, see? See how that works?
Exactly.
So if you want to break into show business, apply to be an usher at a Marcus Theater. You never know. Hey, here's some baseball movies that made me cry. It happens every time I see it. And I watch it every time it's on Turner Classic Movies. Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper playing the legendary Lou Gehrig. That last scene in the picture, and I'm going to teary-eye right now thinking about it, when he says, when he gives his farewell speech at Yankee Stadium, and he says, I've got to get teary-eyed if I say this thing now. Today I feel like the, he said, I know you think I've been dealt some bad blows, but today I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. And then he walks off. When Gary Cooper did that, I'm getting teary-eyed now just thinking about that scene. The other one is Field of Dreams at the end. And I know I'm ruining it for people. If you haven't seen Field of Dreams by now, you're not going to see it. So I used your line from the other day when I blew the ending on Rear Window. Hey, it's been out 70 years. If you were going to see it, you would have seen it by now. When his father takes off his catcher's mask at the end. Remember that? And it's Ray Liotta played his father in the film. When he takes off the catcher's mask and he sees his father, oh, I just cried.
Yeah, and the thing about that was the chemistry. Like, they knew, but it was unspoken, and they had that catch, and that was very special to both of them.
Yeah, and my wife and I were on the Field of Dreams. It was the day when nobody else was there, so we played my wife, smart woman, smartest woman on the face of the earth. She brought a mitt, a ball, and a bat so we can play on the Field of Dreams when we were on vacation. I opened up the trunk, and there it was. And so we hit a few. We went into the cornfield to look for the ball that we lost. We finally found it in the cornfield. But we came out of the cornfield. That was the best part. So we played on the Field of Dreams, and that's, I'm telling you, that's the feeling. So look for these baseball movies. And, of course, you've got them on one of the most famous Milwaukee baseball movies, Major League, filmed at the Old County Stadium. And with Bob Uecker in the stands, and our engineer at the time, Gene Butterfield, was our engineer. He was behind Bob Uecker playing himself, an engineer. And, of course, Charlie Sheen playing Wild Thing at County Stadium when they filmed that film. It's funny that it was the Cleveland Indians, right? And they couldn't use Cleveland Stadium. They had to use County Stadium.
Well, apparently it was less expensive to shoot in Milwaukee at the time, and they thought the ballpark from Milwaukee showed kind of the old rustic nature that they were going for there. So that was the story. But I'm sure glad they filmed it here because, wow, does that give us some memories.
Now, you mentioned another movie, another Kevin Costner baseball film. He's made three baseball movies, Bull Durham, he made Field of Dreams, and this baseball movie. Talk about your favorite there.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites. 25 years ago, September 17th, 1999, For the Love of the Game was released in theaters. If you haven't seen it, this is one of my favorite baseball movies. It is kind of one of those last shot at glory movies. Kevin Costner is an aging pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. They're not going to make the playoffs, but it's the fall, and he has a chance to return to the mound and pursue a perfect game. And of course, it goes through his entire life, his entire career in flashbacks during the course of this game. It's a really emotional movie. It stars Kevin Costner. It stars Kelly Preston. It's an amazing movie. So this is one to check out if you haven't seen it.
Absolutely. I've got so much more to talk about with you. I hope we have enough time because I've got a ton of stuff, including the anniversary of one of my favorite movies of all time. And I was on the set where they filmed it. We'll talk about that movie coming up in just a moment. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. Don't forget, this hour, it's our Text to Win statewide contest. The keyword, Bill. Download the Civic Media app. You'll see all our radio stations on there, all 20 of them. Click on WRJN and go to the bottom. You'll see a text button. Text the word Bill, B-I-L-L. That's our keyword this hour for your chance to win $100 and tickets to see the Green and Gold play in Green Bay. Keep it right here. And by the way, do that before 7 o'clock, before 8 o'clock, rather. Just the 7 o'clock hour is that keyword. And then Cindy will have another one, Cindy Huber, at 11 o'clock this morning for you.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Hospice Alliance. Not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make.
Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
W-R-J-N. Okay, let's see here what I did. I did something wrong. Okay, we'll fix that. All right, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. Something strange on my computer screen. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. An anniversary movie. This is 30 years ago. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so 30 years ago on September 23rd, 1994, The Shawshank Redemption was released, and we can talk about that, but I want people to remember something as well, in that earlier in September 1994, between 1 and 2 weeks before, both Pulp Fiction and Quiz Show were released, and then after Shawshank Redemption, Ed Wood was released on September 30th. So 30 years ago in September, people don't normally think of September as just this treasure trove of movies being released. But 30 years ago in September, you had Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, Quiz Show, and Ed Wood. To me, that makes it one of the most critically acclaimed release months in movie theater history 30 years ago. And it's hallmarked with Shawshank Redemption. When you and I talk about this, I've probably seen that movie 80-plus times.
Oh, me too.
Because
me too.
I can just watch it over and over and over. I mean, people know that was actually the story was written by Stephen King. And it's a really neat story and just a great performance there. So I'd recommend people go see that. No one can believe everything that goes on there with Morgan Freeman and just everything that goes on. There's so many lines from that movie that really people like. I mean, and Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman, the whole cast do a great job. It's a wonderful movie, but 30 years ago in September was, to me, one of the greatest months in terms of film release history.
Everybody had to hit the dictionary when Andy Dufresne said to his said to the warden, "Why are you being so obtuse?"
Obtuse. Yeah.
I was telling you, my wife and I went to Mansfield, Ohio. She surprised me on our trip back to Wisconsin. We stopped in Mansfield, Ohio, and there's an abandoned prison there where they filmed the entire movie, almost the entire movie, of Shawshank Redemption. You can walk through it at your own risk. There, it's kind of dilapidated, and they warn you when you go through. And you could see the warden's room still has the hole in the wall where the safe was. You could see, look out the window when he saw the cops coming for him, the sheriff coming for him. And you can go down to where he first met the prisoners, where that yellow line was they had to stand on, which also doubled as the cafeteria where they ate. And the hole in the wall jail cell was right in that room, too. And do you remember with the scene where the warden looks through the hole in the wall when he first discovers the hole in Andy's cell? Remember that? The actual prop they used for that is down there, and my wife and I took a picture of each other looking through that, and that was the actual hole that the warden looked through to see where, you know, when the hole in the wall that Andy dug. So you can look through that. There's a whole bunch of props there. And it's in Mansfield, Ohio. I think it's free. I don't think they charge you to walk through there. The Historical Society runs it now. But in back of there is a real prison. And there's signs, "Don't look at the prisoners." That's what it said. Anyway, Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite movies. Get busy living or get busy dying. Great movie. Okay, let's see what else we got here today. I have some stuff here. Mel Gibson says he's scouting locations now for the Passion of the Christ sequel. Supposed to start filming in 2025. Jim Caviezel back as Jesus in the film. Now, you said they've been bantering this around for years, right?
Yeah, I mean, the movie's been bantered around for years. I mean, they've been talking about doing the sequel for some time, but now it appears, yeah, they're really on track to do it. So hopefully they start filming and doing this. Of course, Passion of the Christ was, up until this summer, the number one revenue-generated R-rated release of all time at the box office. And, of course, Deadpool and Wolverine beat it out this summer. But when you think about that, how long that's held up, The Passion of the Christ was the number one box office R-rated movie for quite some time. So we'll see if Mel Gibson and them can work their magic again for another release, when and if it comes out.
The only sequels they ever saw that were worth their weight in gold, Godfather 2 and Superman 2. They were The Exorcist 2 was, what were they thinking when they made that movie? The Exorcist 2, but the Godfather 2, I mean, it's got to be the greatest sequel in the history of movies. Okay, here's a movie fun fact for you. Did you know the MGM Lion, the original one, is buried in New Jersey in the front lawn of the man who trained him? That's interesting. That should be on some guided tour, the original MGM Lion. And some of the original Goonies cast members shut down the rumor of a sequel, although Sean Astin said, quote, "It's our time. Come on, Steven Spielberg." All right, I guess they want to film it.
Yeah, I can't understand that. That film is so beloved. It has so much gold involved in it. And I can't understand. You look at all these other sequels that are being made, and we just talked about the fact that, well, Beetlejuice was 35 years after the original. This is even further back than 35 years. But I would bet you all of these cast members, or at least a good amount of these cast members, between Sean Astin, Josh Brolin, Corey Feldman, you know, all those people, I would bet you that they would come back and do this special opportunity. And you know what? I think a lot of people would go to the movies to see it as well.
They're probably all on Medicare now. We're getting old. All right, here's a list of the best teen movies of all time. See if you agree. Number 10 on the list, The Breakfast Club. I would have thought that would have been number one. Number 10, preceded by Back to the Future, Footloose, The Outsiders, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, one of my favorites with Mr. Hand. Remember that? That was good. Rock and Roll High School with PJ Souls, Grease, number 4, Coolie High, number 3, number 2, American Graffiti, and you have to go way back for the number 1 teenage film with James Dean and Natalie Wood and Rebel Without a Cause. It's a good list. I thought The Breakfast Club would have been number 1.
Was Ferris Bueller's Day Off on your list?
Nope, not the top 10.
Okay, I would say Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, that's
such
a
great John Huston.
Yeah.
I would put that on that. Yeah.
Here, now, I got to tell you this. I saw a movie the other day. My wife and I were watching movies all day long on Saturday. We watched 4 movies. One of them was a movie called Monsieur Verdu, starring Charlie Chaplin. You ever hear that movie?
I have not.
Okay, it won an Academy Award for some, you know, technical achievement. Monsieur Verdu was filmed in 1946, I think, 47 around there, with Charlie Chaplin. It wasn't a comedy. He played a real-life serial killer who murdered women for their money and then burned them up, disposed of their bodies. This was Charlie Chaplin. I mean, it bombed at the box office, and obviously it bombed because people went to go see a Charlie Chaplin movie, and they saw instead a very serious movie where he played a notorious real-life serial killer, the Bluebeard, they called him. That's who he played in the film. And at the end, he gets those movies, you always the guy who was guilty always had to pay the price. That was the code back then. Now, here's the interesting part about his head got chopped off in the guillotine. Here's the interesting part. Everybody in that movie, except Charlie Chaplin, nobody had a French accent. William Frawley, Fred Mertz was in that film, played a Frenchman. Martha Ray was in that film, played a French woman. Nobody had a French accent in that film, yet it took place in France. So, yeah, Monsieur Verdu, if you get a chance to see that. It's a good movie. It's just, you know, if you're expecting a Charlie Chaplin fall down slapstick comedy, you're not going to get it. And Orson Welles came up with the idea and wrote part of the film, but he wasn't on the credits. When the film bombed, they reshot the credits, and Charlie Chaplin put him on there. That's nasty. Okay, quick review. The 3 films opening up this weekend are